We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good day for the local sports team. Twins win, beat the Tigers 4-3, five-game losing streak in the rearview mirror. They go for the series win tomorrow with Louis Varland on the mound. First pitch at 1:10. Timberwolves blowout win over Phoenix in game one of their playoff series this afternoon at Target Center. Timberwolves lead by 10 at the half and cruise to a big victory. The final 120-95 today. Just about everybody played in the game today. Kevin Durant led the way for the Suns with 31. Timberwolves were led by Ant with 33. 19 for Karl Anthony Towns. 14 for Rudy Gobert, 16 rebounds. Nikhil Alexander-Walker had 18 off the bench. Naz Reid chipped in 12. Timberwolves win game two Tuesday night. Meanwhile, the Wild said goodbye to their season. The NHL playoffs getting started, and the Wild will be spectators. A man who covered them all year long for the Pioneer Press and online at TwinCities.com, John Shipley joins us. John, good to visit with you again.
Nice to be here. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, and John, the Wild were up against it for a while. You know, they held slim playoff hopes around the All-Star break, and then the writing on the wall became clearer and clearer that they would not be a playoff team. The Wild going into the year kind of behind the eight ball, big injury. They lose their captain, Jared Spurgeon. They didn't get particularly good goaltending from Philip Gustavsson this year. I mean, there were a lot of things working against him.
Yeah, I just posted a story about this. It's funny when you look back, or for me anyway, I look back, and you know, we talked a lot about that cap hit and how it really limited them during the season. They couldn't even bring up like Sammy Walker right at the beginning of the season because they couldn't afford it. But in a lot of ways, that cap hit killed them last summer, and that was like the beginning of the end. You know, they just couldn't add anyone to really help them offensively, and then losing someone like, you know, Spurgeon hurts worse. By the end of, you know what, February, they're playing a bunch of guys that started the season in Iowa, like all over the place, and frankly none of them really did particularly, they didn't produce. I think that you know, the injuries were a problem, but I just think that cap hit, you know, that really haunted them, and I don't know if it will again next year. It's not helping. I think they're in a little better shape than they were this year, but that cap hit has really hurt.
Yeah, and they'll finally move out from under that. A year from now, they're going to be in a lot better position. And mm-hmm. The challenge is to keep fans interested, showing up in the building, etc., while setting the stage for the next chapter, if you will, when finally the Parisian suitor contracts come off the books. And I think anybody who was paying attention knew that, you know, there could be some bumpy years on the way to moving away from that, and we're here. Mm-hmm. They're not a playoff team.
Yeah, and if you look, you know, I think Bill's trying to thread a needle here, Bill Guerin, where, like you say, he wants to keep people engaged. He wants to win. Really during the two tough seasons where they're trying to find a sweet spot with the veterans they have and then the kids they have coming up. And then they've kind of hit it. They have to hit it right where Kaprizov is still here and would might want to stay, right? So they do have some promising kids. They've drafted very well. You know, when I cover the team, they had some really bad drafts. They seem to have done a pretty good job lately. Ogren looks like a player. Fiala looks like a good trade. Yeah. Bill's doing a lot of savvy stuff. You know, I think Favor is probably the biggest thing that's really paid off so far. But, you know, you're right, though. They're at the tail end of the Parisi suitor. I mean, they signed him for 13 years. They can get better next year, but it's not going to be easy. And in order to get better, they need some of the guys they already have to play much better.
Yeah, and John, you have a piece that was published today, what about an hour ago, and it'll appear in the paper tomorrow, I would assume, that kind of lays that out in the challenges. And one of the big ones is, let's face it, hockey at any level, a lot of times depends on how good your goaltending is. And Marc-Andre Fleury, on his way to the Hall of Fame, one of the all-time greats, stepped up in spots. But I brought up Philip Gustafson at the top. They have decisions, and then, of course, they have a youngster in the minor leagues who got his feet wet in the NHL this year. But is he ready to carry the load? Because, you know, Fleury, he's no spring chicken.
Right, right. Well, that's the thing. I think Wallstedt, of the people they might trade, I think it's probably Gustafson, because I think Wallstedt, they might think he's got a higher ceiling. I think they probably do. He's really big. He's smart. He's really young. They just think very highly of him. I don't know what you get out of keeping him at Iowa for a third year. You know, he'd come out of that as a restricted free agent. If you look at all the cap things and all the people they have coming back, Gustafson kind of seems like the odd man out there. And I think he probably knows that from what he said yesterday. But Bill said this and it's true. Gustafson, he had a down year, but the team was not good in front of him or Fleury. They were minus Spurgeon. They're playing rookies on the defense, just rookies everywhere on the checking lines. And I think they'll be better. I think Gustafson is a good goalie. I also think that he tended to kind of maybe lose focus when the team wasn't playing well in front of him. And he spoke yesterday a little bit about, he wouldn't really go too deeply into it, but just about kind of getting his head straight. And I know that the team wants him to kind of practice a little better, maybe get stronger, that kind of stuff. But I do think he could bring something. I mean, he was terrific last year, the year before.
Yeah.
He was the second best goalie in hockey, kind of came out of nowhere. And that happens, right, in hockey. But he's very technically sound. He's a good athlete. I think, you know, not everyone has good goaltending. And I think that he might be able to bring a top six forward. And that's really what they need. They need to get one in free agency. And then if they could get one for Gus, then they'd have, you know, two new reliable forwards, theoretically. I mean, that's what they thought about Johansson, too. But as you say, do you want to leave the goaltending up to a kid who's played three NHL games and was terrible in one of them, and then a guy who's going to be 40 in November?
Yeah.
That's a risk. But, you know, I think as we've been saying here, this is where Bill is and this is where the team is right now. Maybe you have to take a risk if he really wants to win next year.
Yeah, and I think that when he says in the quote is, and Bill Guerin said this over and over, you know, I want to win. I want to win now. I'm not making excuses, et cetera. But I also think that comes from his boss and the owner, Craig Leopold.
Yeah.
You get the sense that he has no interest in rebuilding or any sort of that. And no one's more disappointed, I'm guessing, than the owner himself and the guy who writes the checks. And he's saying, this is unacceptable. I want to be in the playoffs next year.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. And this team's probably going to, I think, maybe lose a little money on TV stuff next year.
Yeah, I think.
They need to get butts in the seat. But Craig's been here a long time. I don't remember when he bought the team. I think it was right after I stopped covering, maybe 2009 or something like that.
It's been a run, yeah.
Yeah, he's been here a long time, and he's and then if you think about how he went out, he made the biggest splash probably any local team has ever made at the time in free agency when he signed Parisi and Suter. This was not known as a market that went crazy on major free agents, and it didn't work. He had two good seasons. That one season where I think they beat the Blackhawks a couple games and they got a bad bounce, and that was probably their best team. And it just didn't work, and they were signed too long, and so Craig's already a guy who's made the risk and made the big move, and it didn't work. So I think you're right. I think he's eager, anxious to win and to win it all. But I also think he's smart enough to know that that's probably at least 2 years down the road. I mean, they could make the playoffs next year. They really could if they played better. But really, what's going to happen is, if they get kids like Ogren, if he ends up being really good and Kirill stays, that's a biggie. That's the future. And maybe Volstead is the goalie, the franchise goalie at that point. This is let's see what we can do with what we have here.
Yeah, for sure. Well, John, good to visit with you. Good to visit with you all season. And once again, folks should check out his piece online at TwinCities.com. or in the paper tomorrow, the Pioneer Press. Thanks again. Have a good evening.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Bye.
Yeah, there is John Shipley from the Pioneer Press joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. When we come back, Steve Kearney will take us outdoors. When are we going to get some warm water? There's anglers chomping at the bit, and we are rapidly closing in on the opener in May. Steve Kearney joins us around the corner here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.